1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Taking a look at sports this morning. Tim Duncan led the way with 21 points as the Spurs completed a four-game sweep of the Clippers with a 102-99 win. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says the sweep really wasn't easy.
I think they were genuinely very physical in every regard and played fantastic basketball. Made it tough for us. I don't think we're as athletic or physical as they are, and we had to get through that and figure it out. So they were super in that regard.
Tony Parker netted 17 points for the Spurs, who are 8-0 in the playoffs. They've won 18 straight dating back to last season. The Spurs will face the Thunder or the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. LeBron James had 40 points, 18 rebounds, and 9 assists to lead the Heat to a 101-93 win over the Pacers in Game 4 of their semifinal series. Miami outscored Indiana 55-39 in the second half to even the best-of-seven series at 2 games apiece.
Sports, the Portland Timbers had not scored an offensive goal in 5 weeks and had played back-to-back scoreless draws, but Portland beat Chicago yesterday 2-1 at Jeld-Wen Field. Eric Bruner scored in the 19th minute to give the Timbers their first offensive goal since April 14th. In NCAA softball, Oregon State lost to host Oklahoma 6-0 in the final of the Norman Regional, and Oregon is headed for the Super Regionals after winning 3 straight in Eugene. Linfield is still alive in the Division III finals in Salem, Virginia after winning a pair of loser-out games yesterday. The Wildcats will play Montclair State this morning and need a win to advance to the title game against Pacific Lutheran. The Mariners got back-to-back homers from Jesus Montero and Justin Smoke in a 6-4 win, giving Seattle a 3-game sweep of the Rockies in Denver. Oregon yesterday completed a 3-game sweep of Seattle, winning the non-conference game 6-1, and Oregon State won 7-5 at Washington State to give Coach Pat Casey his 613th victory, tying him with Jack Riley for the most wins in Oregon State history. I'm Scott Lynn on the Northwest Radio News Network.